What's up, Soul Family? Alright, so today I want to do a quick one. I ain't trying to do a long one. I realize that people don't like to listen to 30 minutes to an hour videos. So I'm going to try to, you know, keep this at 15 minutes or less, which would mean less cards or less explanations for the cards. I'll try to be more specific instead of trying to keep things so general. But just a recap, I do use the Kabbalah deck as my initial start off. And actually, I've been doing some studies real quick on the alphabet that the Kabbalah uses for their 22 cards. And come to find out, they are the same, or they're put in the same order as the 22 major arcana cards. So now I have better explanations, an even stronger explanation for these cards, at least in my opinion, and you guys will be able to tell me next. So, yeah, I've been shuffling this minute on film, and then I also had already shuffled, like, for about a couple minutes while I was listening to some music. But, oh, yeah, let's do that again. I had fun doing that last time with the music in the background, because it kind of let us know what was resonating. Well, at least for me, it was kind of helping me in my resonating. So, all right. So I'm going to pull the first card. I'm gonna shuffle this two more times. It's a lot of bad things that they wish and 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 they wish. Man, y'all, I feel like a lot of us got people around us that don't really mean us well or who have selfish intention. But no matter what's about to happen, it's God's plan. It's God's plan. This is the universe stepping in, making a way for what you truly desire. I shuffled this way more than two times, but I got caught in the song. Sorry. All right. Cool. First card from the top. All right. Cool. I'm going to turn down this music. All right. So the first card that we got is the Nun card. The Nun card is the number 14 card. And in the traditional tarot, that is the Temperance card. We did get this in reverse. So, as always, talk about the number 14. Narrows down to 5. So 5 is all about changing. Changes that either need to occur, are about to occur. And based off that first song that I heard, I'm going to say a lot of you guys don't even have any control of these changes that are about to happen. This is some energetic ish that has to happen so that the higher souls of all parties involved are fulfilled in whatever manner that may be. Not to say that every change that happens is for the good or the bad. It all would depend on your situation. Of course, this is a general reading. This is meant to resonate with as many people as possible. And that's how we're going to keep it, as general as possible. But, okay, so the Nun card, I guess we'll start with the Kabbalah deck, and then I'll get into what Temperance is in the traditional tarot. So in the Nun card gives the story of Noah and how, you know, at this time, the world was just like at a demise. People were killing and just fornicating and just doing all of these negative, low vibrational things. And according to, of course, the Bible, the Kabbalah, whatever it is that you resonate with, it is said that that God wanted to destroy the world and as a restart, like a reset button. And Noah never questioned God. Noah had faith in what God had promised him. And as a result, instead of trying to stop what God was about to do, because remember, Noah's supposed to be this kind, generous, hopeful guy. You know, that's the story behind Noah. But instead of trying to stop God, he went along with the plan and built the ark and saved as many people and animals and, you know, as he could. And then, boom, there was a birth to new generations and a birth of a new world, right? So that's the story behind Noah. So in the Nun card comes to teach us about spiritual theory of relativity, which means everything is relative, right? Every perspective, every idea, what happened, what did not happen, all of that is relative to your situation. We see things one way based on our own life's experiences, and others have their own different experiences, and as a result, they see the opposite view in the things that we see. So, with that being said, what I'm getting is that many of you guys are in situations, partnerships, etc., where y'all not on the same page. You guys are not tempering the situation. You guys cannot get on one accord. Things are just kind of all over the place. One person feels this way, the other person feels this way. So as a result, there's clashes in between you guys. This doesn't have to be this way. It's a choice, because all we have to do is shift our perspective, right? So that we can move forward, or at least find some type of compromise in the situation. And a lot of us are not doing any of that currently. So the Temperance card being in reverse is also about disunion. So some of you guys may be in a relationship specifically where there is no, all you guys do is argue. You just can't agree on nothing. And some of you guys are knowing that justice is needing to be served, whether that means to let go of the person, place, or thing, or let go of your outdated perspective in the situation. That's also an option as well. But there's a need to find a center ground. And the thing is, though, with that, you know, with the that song, like I said, I like to include my songs into my reading. With that song being said, justice will be served. The universe is going to step in, or is stepping in right now, handing out justice in the appropriate manner. And the reason why I say that is because of the card at the bottom of the deck is the Shet card. I don't know how to pronounce it. It's a Kabbalah. Anyways, but that card is the Justice card in the traditional tarot. So now let's switch to tarot, the traditional tarot meaning of the Nun card. Same thing. We're just not seeing eye to eye in reverse. So there's a need to change the perspective, which I'm starting to repeat myself. So because I already included that when I explained it from the Kabbalahs. So I think you guys get my overall drift with the Nun card. I don't really need to go into that. But overall, you guys are needing to temper your situations. Some of you guys are needing to be the bigger person in the situation. Throw out your outdated or old way of thinking, because you've had new experiences that has brought you to a new point of enlightenment, and you just need to focus on that so that there could be some compromise in the situation so that maybe it can be fixed. And then there's others of you guys who have went through some things, do have the wisdom from the experiences that you've had, to where you are needing to let go of anything that does not fall into an alignment of what you're wanting and desiring in this given moment. And if you don't do it, that's when the universe will step in and make it happen for you, whether you like it or not. That's what I'm getting from the Nun card. So what I'm going to do, as always, I'm going to use my traditional tarot, but I like the Hermetic tarot deck because it falls in line with the Kabbalah and it all just kind of blends in well. So I'm going to shuffle that, and I guess we'll have some music playing in the background while I do that. How about that? Give us more situations to further explain this Nun card. I I like this. I feel like this song goes well with the tempering of our perspectives, and would help us in the reverse. Because if you listen to that chorus, he says it in both perspectives, the way he may be perceiving the situation, and then he also gives it to where the other party in the situation is perceiving the situation. So now he's going, the verses now are going through the conflicts and the issues that are being conjured up as a result of not tempering or coming to some type of compromising thought. So, good song. I'm sorry, I'm still shuffling. All right, so we're gonna shuffle 3 more times. Let you down. Oh wait, okay. I got a call coming in, guys. I'm gonna pause this and then I'll come back and finish those last 2 shuffles. All right, y'all. Sorry about that. I am back, and since I made y'all wait, we're gonna shuffle it 4 more times. Sorry. Nun card in reverse. Why do we have the nun card here? So I just feel like for some of you guys, some people are gonna come to their right mind after they don't bring something that they think they want into fruition, perhaps. But they'll come to their right mind. All right, last shuffle. I don't even know if that was 4 or 5, but it don't matter. Go with the spirit. All right. Pull the first 3 cards from the top. All right, turn down the music. First card we got was the King of Cups. Now it is in reverse. So the King of Cups, first, you know, cups is about emotions, feelings, things of that nature. If this is a court card for a particular person, they could be Cancer, Scorpio, or Pisces. I'm not a real big fan of using the signs for people necessarily, but I do find it necessary to say, because it may be, this message may be totally meant for a specific person, or it could be meant for a mass amount. So in general though, without it being a court card, the King of Cups is somebody who's very shifty in their dealings. They say one thing and then sometimes do another. All right, so as a result, there's no alignment in values between two people or situations, relationships, business partnerships, things of that nature. They have an artistic way of their temperament, but the way they go about it causes discord between two people or in the situation, and somebody's tired of this energy. Somebody's not looking at this as a win-win situation anymore. So that's the energy I'm getting from the King of Cups being in reverse. The card that follows that is the Nine of Pentacles. Now, the Nine of Pentacles is upright. So some of you guys could be completely realizing a material gain that could be received or earned, and either in a situation or outside of your current situation. And this is what is pulling at your energy and emotions at this given time. This card is also about accomplishment. So a lot of you guys are in the midst of finishing projects, pushing projects, getting things off the ground. And for a lot of you guys, you're just in a peaceful place of feeling accomplishment in something. And I don't even know if peaceful should have been the word, but it could be bringing peace for some of you guys since it came out my mouth. Some of you guys may be getting some inheritance as well, because that's what the Nine of Pentacles is. Like, if it's a legal situation, someone may be getting some type of inheritance, you know. There's many meanings to this card. All right, so this would be one of the cards that I'll clarify to go in a little bit deeper, because it did come up right. And the following card to that, is the Temperance card again. But the good thing is that it's upright. So, because it's upright, I'm going to say the past energy is King of Cups. Somebody shifting their dealings with you guys and not following through on promises. Things are just unfair and unbalanced, right? And then the present energy is an accomplishment, some type of inheritance, some type of achievement in something. And maybe this is what's taking your mind off of the situation. But like I said, I'm going to get some clarifiers. And then the future energy is going to be this Temperance card, because Temperance is all about final realizations and some things, and using a combination of forces to get to an aligned state of being. It's tempering emotions, thoughts, things of that nature, being more conscious of moderation in your approach to things. And so a lot of you guys are doing just that, and that's great, because ultimately that's what we're wanting. Like, I'm all about solutions, so I'm kind of glad that the cards laid just as they did, because we started with the Temperance in reverse. So to say that it's upright, meaning that says that something is going to happen within this Nine of Pentacles energy that's going to shift this unjust, unfair situation of dealing with people and places that are shifting their dealings with you, to where you may be letting go, like I said, perspectives that no longer resonate with you, or letting go of people that are no longer in alignment with who you are now in this given moment. Okay. And I'll take a clarify on that one too. So we have 17 minutes, and I want to try to keep this at 22 max. So I'm going to shuffle a little bit, and then I'm going to pull some cards for clarifiers. I'm going to clarify the Nine of Pentacles, and I'm going to clarify the Temperance card. Okay. Nine of Pentacles. Coming to in the 305, treat me like I'm Uncle Lou. It's not the top off, it's just a roof. She said, where we going? I said, the moon. We ain't even make it to the room. She thought it was the ocean, it's just a boat. Nine of Pentacles. It's just a ghost. Who put this shit together? I'm the ghost. Shorty face, got me out the blue. Someone's out. Nine of Pentacles. I'll take two cards. She's in love with who I am. Back in high school, I used to bust it to the dance. Now I hit the FBO with duffels in my hands. I did have a Zan, 13 hours till I land. Having out like a light. Like a light. Like a light. All right, got my two cards for Nine of Pentacles. And can we get a clarifier for the Temperance card upright?
Alright. When I shoot my shot, that's sweaty like on Shaq. See the shots that I took.
Alrighty, so for the Nine of Pentacles, I got two cards. I got the Devil card, and that's why I asked for a second card on this Nine of Pentacles, because the Devil card could be a court card, or it could just be a general energy. This is a higher force of energy, because it is a major arcana, so this is like a major focus point for a lot of you guys, whether it's you or the person that you're currently dealing with. So the Devil card off the back is the Capricorn card. So a lot of you guys may be dealing with Capricorns. This is general reading, so this may be more so about the energy of the Capricorn card. It's upright. So this tells me that there are many people, either you guys or the people that you're dealing with, that are stuck in their low vibrational ways of being. So whether that's gambling, whether that's too much sex, whether that's too many partners, being a fuckboy, being a fun girl, drugs, you name it. It's just low vibrational vices that are keeping you chained to old values and ways of being. And the universe wants you to move forward towards your true heart's desires, but it's like you are being your own worst enemy. That's why the low vibrational card is about low vibration and vices. And that's why it falls to me under the double card. So there's no need to be scared of this card. It's more so of like, yeah, your bullshit is being put right in your face. Okay. How long are you going to be able to embody this energy of self-fulfillment, but ultimately to the demise of what your heart is truly desiring? And the reason why I say that is because the card that follows it is the Ace of Cups. Now, the Ace of Cups, if it's upright, boom, that means like this person has found the love of their life and they are, their cup runneth over. That's what the Ace of Cups is, upright. But with it being in reverse, it's like a love lost type of situation. Or you're blocking the opportunity of love coming into your heart. So many of you guys may be wanting that. Many of you guys are wanting something that is emotionally fulfilling right now. And because you're so caught up in your vices, your low vibrational ways of being, this devilish energy of self-fulfillment, but to your demise, to where you're blocking this opportunity for happiness and whole and balanced emotions, things of that nature. And instead you're getting the Ace of Cups energy in the reverse, right? And let me see what the card is that was at the bottom of the deck. It was the Princess of Swords. So the Princess of Swords in the reverse is somebody who is not young. They're not young, but they have not gotten to a point yet to where maturity has set in. That's the word I'm looking for. So for you, this person is cunning, or this may be how somebody is viewing you. Somebody is being revealed as an imposter. And there's a frivolous nature to the relationship, or it's about this Princess of Swords individual. And maybe for some of you guys, you're so caught up in the low vibrational receiving that you're getting from this Princess of Swords that you're not even realizing it, that there's no love in this situation. Now, there may be some tangible monetary gain that you're receiving, material gain and accomplishment that you're receiving from dealing with this Princess of Swords, but ultimately you're not being satisfied or served on a soul level. It's unrequited love. That's what the Ace of Cups in reverse is all about. This person, this Queen of Swords individual, for whomever I'm speaking to, is an unrequited love type of situation. Okay. I think that was pretty to the point. So let's go to the future card, and we got Temperance, right? And the card that we got to clarify it was the Five of Cups and the Hierophant as the bottom card energy. So the Hierophant is in reverse. So upright, it's all about traditional values and the way, the tried and tested way of doing things, right? Where you've been content with how things go. That's what the Hierophant card, that's the energy that I'm getting with this reading, what the Hierophant card would be upright. But because you're tempering the situation, the Hierophant card being in reverse tells me that you're gaining a new perspective to how to go about a certain situation. And the old way of thinking and the old way of being is causing more chaos and conflict for you, causing changes that you may not necessarily want, to where you are wanting to let that go or rid that situation. Now, on the flip side, the Hierophant card is also about marriage and solid partnerships, to where contracts are involved. So the Hierophant being in reverse is, could be some of you guys are getting out of a contract or getting out of some type of hasty situation, some type of partnership, some type of relationship that you no longer want to be in. Maybe some things have happened to where you've been woken to this Princess of Swords that's in reverse, that's not really serving or fulfilling your heart's desire. Now, please remember that just because it says princess doesn't mean gender specific. This could be a male as well, okay? So this could be flip-flop both ways. We're more so focusing on the energy of that card and not the actual person. That's why I don't really like naming signs and stuff. But anyways, the card that we had got, though, was the Five of Cups. Then the Five of Cups upright is a death or ending to something that brought you pleasure. It's a you come to a point where you realize that it's caused a partial loss. This is the same energy that I was getting from the Hierophant card, right? And there's disappointment in a situation, and maybe because you have this realization about this imposter, or this person who has been an imposter around you, that you are just disappointed. You're right now dealing with sorrow, and you're just observing the treachery that has been placed in front of you. And right now there's a feeling of like sadness that comes from this Five of Cups card. And somebody was just being deceitful. They was lying. They wasn't being a real self. So what I will do, though, is I will shuffle and grab one more clarifier for the Five of Cups as a closing for this reading. And it looks like we're going to get to 30 minutes either, though. I be trying, y'all. I swear I be trying. Anyways, I'm going to turn some music on while I'm shuffling. And this is for Five of Cups. Five of Cups. Five of Cups. Can I go on fire for the Five of Cups? Five of Cups. Okay. Five of Cups, please. Okay. I'll take one more card. Okay. There we go. Well, I do get, based off this card on the bottom of the deck, I feel like even though some of you guys are letting go and walking away from what no longer serve you, you did get something out of this situation. Something that brought along some type of achievement, some type of notoriety. You gained something in doing so. Or maybe this card is here because you put yourself first, right? So the universe wants to gift you with something. But you first have to let go of some things in order for this gift to come in, right? This could be a union. The reason why I say that is because I got the Ace of Pentacles in reverse. So some type of situation that you thought was going to be a golden situation was not that. Did not work out like that. And after finding out that this wasn't your Ace of Pentacles, this wasn't your baby, this wasn't the best situation for you, even though your mind told you otherwise, you have made the decision to come out of partnership with that and no longer juggling these two tangible opportunities that you have at your fingertips, right? And you're now wanting to put yourself first. And because you're wanting to put yourself first, you're wanting to come out of conflict and find some type of resolution in a situation or partnership that you do know has your better interest, or that will serve you on a soul level and not an ego level, right? And the reason why I say that is because we got the Lover's card. Like I said, I do not like doing signs, but this Lover's card is the Gemini card. And the beauty in the Lover's card, let's get to the traditional meaning. The Lover's card is about unionship, marriage, partnership, a divine relationship or partnership brought together from the universe, right? So maybe this is the gift that the universe wants to bring in. This is the thing that the universe wants to gift you with. But you first have to go through some things and let go of these low vibrational ways of being, that devilish vices that are no longer serving you. And it's now time for you to find a new perspective in life, right? Walk away from these imposters, these people who are here with their shifty intention, okay? And intention is a very important word when we talk in spiritual talk. And it's just time for you to leave that energy. It's no longer for you. Like, the universe got something great. And if you walk away from this low vibrational, and this may be serving you, the reason why I was like, you thought about a situation and then realized it wasn't what you thought it was going to be. And so now you don't no longer want to juggle. It's because I got the Ace of Pentacles and the in reverse, and then the Two of Pentacles following. So this is, Pentacles are all about things that are tangible resources, right? And so maybe this Ace of Pentacles for you a lot of you guys was a great opportunity where you thought you was finna get a bag, you know what I'm saying? And security, structure, you know, only to find out that it really wasn't that this person was being an imposter. They were being a fake. They were putting on this front as if this was going to change your life. And once you realize that you're making the executive, this is future energy, guys. Okay, you're now making the shift in perspective so that you can come out of juggling opportunities where one is fulfilling you on a soul level and the other one is fulfilling you on a ego level. And now it's time for you to drop that ego level of being fulfilled. And it will happen because the universe is going to make you feel some things or see some things, aka the imposter in that person, to where you're going to walk away, let go, allow justice to be served. I like that. That was 33 minutes and 22 seconds. All right. So I'm going to close y'all out with some music. And I'll probably be back in a couple days. This was just a random energy read for December 23rd. Love y'all. You guys know where to find me. If you guys want to email me at FeminineEmpressTarot@gmail.com. I am still offering personal readings until the end of the year. And contact me if you have not found out about your natal chart and your midheaven or whatever information that you may need in the spiritual and tarot world. I am here to serve you. And I love y'all. Make sure y'all subscribe to this channel. I see a lot of y'all tuning in, but I don't see the subscriptions on this channel. And it's free. All you got to do is like it, comment, share. You don't never know if it doesn't resonate with you 100%, it may resonate with somebody else. So share it with your friends. And I love y'all. All right. She busy. Get my by her pen. Go to the floor and pick up. She got a